Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
The Soul begins its 27th year in January 2024. Find out our latest news at newsforthesoul.com.
Previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we are live, I think, finally now. I had a small heart attack thinking, oh no, here we go again, but we're on. Someone new to introduce you to, who I've been looking forward to introducing you to for some time. The new show is Energy Healing with Jane, and you're going to meet Jane now. We're going to start with her famous first question and unpeel the onion from there. Her profile is up on the News for the Soul website as well, newsforthesoul.com. Let's bring Jane on and make sure she made it onto the board. Okay, Jane, are you there?
I'm here.
Ah, that really does help a lot. We're both in the same place at the same time to do a show. Excellent. Well, welcome. I've been excited about this for some time. So many synchronicities have happened since we connected and to connect us, so I know that this is going to be an interesting time. The famous first question, the reason I asked that first rather than, you know, the standard read a bio, kind of go into left brain mode is because
sure.
It's a place that really connects us as a group and movement and whatever we are, growing since 1997, is that real authentic search for what's really real and what's really possible. So the essence of the famous first question is what experiences you might have had maybe early in life or just any time in life that really got your attention, where you really noticed, hey, that's not what I was told, that shouldn't be possible, you know? So I'm curious about your earliest experience of something like that first.
Sure. When I was young, I went to parochial school, and so I would have notes home, probably 6 years old or so, and I would have notes home from the priest and the nuns saying Jane was daydreaming. And I think at that time, I was connecting to information, but nobody, you know, really had a concept way back then about what this was, other than I was just kind of logged off and eyes open and daydreaming, right? So as time went on, the bus driver sent notes home. I don't know why I can't look out the window and daydream, but again, as, you know, as I think about it, I think I was just kind of quieting my mind and getting information. So it was really frowned upon as a young girl, you know, for something, you know, they didn't really understand, and I was not encouraged to do it. Let me just say it that way. I was encouraged not to do that anymore.
Do you remember any of the quote-unquote daydreams that you had?
No. All I remember is that I would daydream a lot, and it was highly discouraged. And so I didn't do it for a long time after that, and, you know, had a normal childhood, a normal life, married children, not one child. And it wasn't until after I got a divorce and I could be on my own and began doing energy healing that I started to connect with that again, where I would just sort of quiet my mind, gaze away, and get information. And that's probably the starting point of where I remember, like being able to see anatomy and physiology before I knew even what I was looking at. So because it was discouraged when I was younger, I just stopped doing it. So I don't have any reference to any, you know, epiphanies that happened as a child, only that I think I was trying to just connect in. And later in life, I was able to do that again.
So you, like, did like many and got all normal, in quotation marks. God forbid we learn to step out of that one. And so you must have had some startling reintegration experiences then when you suddenly discovered what really was real and possible.
You mean when I started to see images, when I started to do my work?
When you switched back on.
Say that again?
Yes, when you switched back on, when you turned the normalist switch off and opened up again.
So I had gone through a really tough illness. And medicine wasn't helping me. Naturopathic doctors weren't helping me. Chiropractors. Really, there wasn't anything that was helping to overcome this problem that medicine couldn't resolve. But I was having energy healing at the time. And I was working in corporate finance also at the time. And I began to have energy healing done. And I began to feel hopeful, you know, like my body was beginning to change. And I asked my friend who did the work if she could teach me, and she said no. So then I just decided I was going to, I had to shut off earlier, but then I called you, then I texted you. So I decided that I was going to just go ahead and start practicing energy healing, and there's a long backstory to that. But the moment I started to put hands over people, I would close my eyes, and I would just start to see, you know, I recognized the liver, I recognized the heart, I recognized, you know, most of the vital organs, and they would just come up in front of me like computer screens, and then I would ask a few questions, you know, like, do you have any issues with your liver? And their eyes would just open up and they would tell me, yes, I actually do have this condition or that condition. And, you know, I would just hang out there for a while until I felt that the energy had done what it needed to do to help support whatever struggle, symptom, out of balance issue that the liver was having. And so as time went on, I kept seeing more and more of these images, and I bought anatomy and physiology books, and I would actually sleep with them. I slept with my books for 7 years. I would watch TV, and I'd flip page to page. They're called plates. Who was it? Netter's third edition. It's falling apart. I still have it. And I said, God, if you're going to be showing me all of this anatomy and physiology so I can help the people, I need a photographic memory, because I can't be flipping open these books every session. And sure enough, I'd flip a page, I'd blink my eyes, and I'd have it. And then as time went on, I would get information that looked more like scans that I'd never seen before, but helpful information for me to do a more thorough job helping, you know, helping the, influence the energy for the body to recover the area that was having symptoms. So I don't know if that explains it very well, but that's kind of how that all came together.
Mm, very unique process. So in order to be able to communicate, I mean, you must have a really strong connection to be able to say, okay, give me a photographic memory, and you get one. That's pretty impressive.
I just asked, like, listen, this is what I need to have in order to do this work. And over time, you know, I would say to people, I can see the page in my mind of the anatomy that I need, because the energy would pick the page. There may be 5 or 6 pages for the liver, different positions, gallbladder, you know, just showing different positions, different functions of the gallbladder and different anatomy of the gallbladder. And so the energy would pick the image that I needed to see to start with, and then maybe a few different ones, and they would just come up as I needed them.
Mm. It's so intriguing how similar people work and yet how different.
Mm-hmm.
How many years ago would you say that was when you were being emblazoned with photographic memory and such?
Let's see. I've been doing this more than 20 years. I stopped counting at 20. I would say it would be early on. It would be 20 years ago when I first started my practice, and for the first five, six, well, immediately as soon as I started putting my hands over people, I would see anatomy and physiology. I went to get the books to have a better understanding of what I was seeing, a more thorough, more complete understanding. And was there any more images that I needed to have as a reference to help people? So probably early on, 20 years ago.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I mean, I mentioned at the beginning the famous first question. Did you have experiences, I mean, you must have started having experiences outside the quote-unquote 3D norm as you started your work, and do you remember a few of the jaw-dropping ones to share?
Out of the 3D norm, I'm not sure what that means, but give me an example.
Well, we're raised to think that you can't go ask God for a you know, photographic memory and get it, right? We're trained.
Oh, yeah, there's one.
The 3D.
Okay, so let's just see
like
if I can come
anything
up
with beyond the 3D human world, which we now know is extremely limited view of what reality actually is. Anything beyond that, but that was like surprising and synchronistic and shocking, and similar into, you know, how the connection when we made, which we'll tell them about in a bit, you know, when we connected. So yeah, just the wow, yeah, a few wow ones are they're just fun stories.
Gosh, there are so many. what would it be? What would it be?
Maybe one of your earliest times where, you know, you suddenly just go, wow, this is real. This stuff's real.
Yeah, well, this is, okay, I can give you a really good one. So the first time I worked on, so when I say I worked on, right, the cardiovascular system, put my hands over people when I would see them in person. I don't see people in person anymore, but it's similar, it's the same work. So I put my hands over someone and either they mentioned to me heart problems or cardiovascular problems or valve problems in the heart. And I remember thinking, okay, well, I'm pretty sure I know which images are going to come up. And I think it was a mitral valve or atrial valve issue. And I remember looking up, and what ended up happening was I could see the valve from inside the heart. So say, for instance, if you had an instrument that went in and then you could watch the valve working, like they're little pedals. They come together, they kind of suck closed and open up and suck closed and open up. And if one of the pedals is a little frail or a little wispy, the blood leaks out, right? So I hadn't really had experience with working with heart valves before. But I found myself looking up at the screens to see what was going to show up, and it was as if I was inside and watching the heart valve from the inside and the whiskey, and I didn't even know what a heart valve looked like. I had doctors who worked with me at that time, and they did explain to me, like, because I explained, I said, they're little pedals, right? They're like little wispy pedals, and they said, yeah, and if one of them gets a little frail, they're supposed to suck together like solidly, like rubber or firmly, and you know, as people get older or if they have a genetic predisposition to heart valve problems, they get wispy. And I remember looking at that image thinking, I've never seen that before. I don't know why I can see it now, but I needed to see from inside the valve. And then all I did was say, you know, how can I help? And then I could see the energy going to kind of the cartilage of the valve and helping it restore. I could see in my mind helping it restore. And I would tell my client at the time, I can't promise you that this energy is doing something or nothing. The only way we're going to know is when you have your next heart test. And sure enough, that next heart test, that whooshing sound was a little less. And, you know, it continued to improve. And I don't remember if that person stayed with me for long term or not. But that was an astonishing one, I'll tell you right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent examples. Just the thing. Wow. You know what I forgot to ask you is how did you transition out of, nope, I'm normal, everything's normal over here, to entering healing in the first place?
Yes. So, again, I was in corporate finance for 27 years before I did this. I ended up having a very unusual condition that wasn't going to be solved by medicine while I was still in healthcare finance. I was seeing an energy healer who was helping the only person that could help me, or that did help me feel like my body was going to get better. So as time went on, I would see her and I felt better, and I just felt like I wanted to do the work. And I asked her to, like I said a few minutes ago, I asked her to train me, and she said she couldn't. So I remember overhearing a conversation at work where my colleagues were feeling so bad for me and themselves that they were planning a support group for when I died. I heard them over the partition. And I went home and I prayed to God and I said, look, I haven't been well for 5 years now. Medicine isn't helping me. Alternative medicine isn't helping me. I'm still, you know, working hard. I'm a brave soldier. I keep moving forward, but my colleagues think I'm going to die because I overheard them trying to coordinate their schedules for a support group to console themselves for when that happened.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So I came home, got on my knees, and I said, listen, God, this is what happened. This is what I heard. And you're my last hope. I said, if you heal me, I'll do the right thing and I'll heal the people. Just show me what to do. And
wow.
I didn't feel better immediately. I continued to have energy healing work. I continued to work in corporate finance. I continued to get better. And then the last corporate job that I had did a reorganization, and they let go of all of the directors and the VPs at the corporate level who had just spent 18 months designing a computer system. And now I've gone through computer conversion probably 7 or 8 times in that 27 years. And you always run end-to-end run-throughs. You always run concurrent systems for 6 months. You know, billing on the old system and billing on the new system. You do everything on the old, everything on the new until you know it's perfect, and then you let go of the old system. Two weeks after they installed the system that we designed, they let go of all of us for budgetary savings, and they lost millions. They paid consultants millions of dollars. I said I'd help them. They didn't want my help. And what happened was my colleagues then realized that I was available to do freelance work, and it kept me busy for 7 years, half days. So to build my practice, I was working in corporate finance, cleaning up large multi-million dollar receivables all over New England. In the morning to early afternoon, I would come home, take 1 hour break, and then I would start seeing clients in the very beginning of my practice, in the afternoon, evenings, and weekends. And I did that for 7.5 years. And that's how I built my practice. That's how I transitioned.
Wow. That's quite
yeah.
a transition story. Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. And so some people who want to become healers, I tell them, don't give up your day job. Don't give up your day job. Stay in the job that's paying your mortgage, that's paying your bills, and work extra hours on your establishing your healing practice. It's going to take some time. Just because you list yourself on a website doesn't mean that now you can, you know, depend on that as your total income. So that's why I took as long as I did till I was ready to cut over full time to healing.
Wow. So once you did that, I mean, your focus generally then was people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. When did that diversify?
Do you mean when I started treating pets?
Yeah. Or anything else you may have treated? Leaving it
open?
Yeah,
well, mainly, I have treated a variety of animals. So I would say it was a good 10 or 15 years in before somebody said, can you help my cat? And I thought, I don't know, can I help your cat? Let me give it a try. And sure enough, there was a little kitty that my current clients adopted, and he was having urinary problems. He had to be under anesthesia. They had to check for stones, whatever. Came home, he couldn't eat, he couldn't drink, he couldn't urinate. He was just a sick little baby, and they called me right away, and they said, can you please treat my cat, my kitten? And I'm like, sure. And so I took a good look at him, and they explained the testing and everything. And I said, you know what? That little kitten is in shock. He's just a baby. He's been through so much, and he's had quite a shocking experience. So I treated him for shock, and during the session, he came right over, got a drink of water, had something to eat, and peed in the litter box.
Oh.
That was my first experience treating an animal. So all I said was, how can I help? And I pretty much knew what the main issue was for him. And he recovered, and they continued to have sessions with me, but the little kitten, Pumpkin, he never needed another session.
Aww.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah, it is nice. And the name is Pumpkin. The whole thing is nice. The reason I wanted to bring this up fairly early in the chat, this is where the synchronicity between you and I began, because I had no idea you were working with animals as well. And right in the middle of our conversation about having you join us on News for the Soul, I started talking about my dog, and I thought, why am I telling this woman about my dog, my sick dog? And it was just so out of the blue. And then you synchronistically, as it turns out, work with animals, and then we kind of went from there. So we should tell that story now.
Sure. Do you want to get started? I remember I was telling you about my puppy. I said, oh, I'm sorry, you might hear some, noises here, roughhousing. I just adopted a puppy. And then I think you said something about, my older dog, I don't know if she's going to stay or it's time for her to go. And I remember holding my breath thinking, oh, goodness, and I let you tell me some more about it. And then I offered to help Poppy. So, if you want to fill in the blanks there,
we've told the News for the Soul listeners over the years about Poppy, because we have Rose Proud, who does animal communications, comes on a lot. And she knows Poppy very well. Poppy knows her very well. She looks forward to her shows, as always. but we haven't had healers really working with animals. But over the time, she's dealt with recurrent bronchitis and collapsed trachea kind of related issues, as she's a chihuahua. And usually I end up taking her to the vet and get antibiotics and hope it works, and a bit of cough medicine and rest, and try to keep her calm and stuff. And this last time she didn't really get much benefit out of that treatment. So I was starting to wonder, like, oh dear, is this going to be chronic, or what's going to happen, and what can I do? So that somehow came up in the middle of our conversation. And then you said, I can help.
Yeah, I said, would you like me to help her? I remember
of course
that.
So,
and she did well after that treatment, and then the second treatment, she didn't do so well, and I don't have the update on how she's doing now.
Yeah, well, here's more synchronicity for us. Actually, after that first treatment, I was shocked. At first, it was, you know, status quo. And then the next day, she was actually seemed a little worse. And then the day after that, suddenly it was quiet. And by quiet, I mean it doesn't sound like a flock of geese in my living room being murdered by crows. So that's how loud we're talking. It's very loud talk. Very, you know, certain kind of a quality to it. So loud. So suddenly it was so quiet, and I thought, oh. So I would peek in about every 10 minutes, make sure she was breathing, you know. And she was just finally conked out and getting the healing rest she just so desperately needed. So that went on for several days. I thought, holy cow, one session and she's all better. But the cough did come back, and we did a second session, which we recorded, which I'm going to be playing for you later in this Actually, it's going to be a two-hour show once we get it all done, because we've uploaded the healing that we did before we had even introduced you to Shane on the air. So
before I even had a show, we were recording a show.
So things have been really interesting. So suffice it to say, today, another synchronicity, I had been at an online conference that was fairly intensive for the entire weekend, so I hadn't looked at the schedule yet today, but I remembered it, that you and I were going to be talking on the 15th. I also had made an appointment for Poppy to go and get the medicines. I started thinking, well, maybe I should do both, right, get the medicines and the energy sessions, and together maybe that would, you know, be more effective or quicker or something. I just wasn't sure. Well, the vet appointment was for noon today, the 15th. And so when I got up, I looked at that. Well, there's a sign that I'm supposed to cancel today's vet appointment and see how it goes today.
She's going to see the vet today?
Yes, I was going to take her at noon today, but that's when we were scheduled to talk on the air. So there you go, another synchronistic moment.
Interesting. All right, so she's still having some symptoms then.
She was yesterday and a bit throughout the night. That was the other weird thing. I thought, oh, sure, now that I've got the vet appointment, you're not coughing. So she wasn't doing too bad this morning. Her energy was pretty good. But then she obviously knew what I didn't know, which was that you were off.
You know, periods of time where she's doing a little better?
Yeah, short periods,
Short periods, okay. All right, let me just think for a second here. Okay, all right, I have what I need. So all I'm going to do, well, she's already receiving energy, right, to help support her, because she knows what it feels like. So even though we're having this conversation, and I know her well, I just asked in my mind, how can I help? And boom, already I'm connected to her, and I don't have to work on her. I don't have to look at her. I don't have to be specific with her. There's energy already going to help support her symptoms. It'd be interesting to see what the vet says. I don't know. I just felt like maybe there was something else going on, but let's see what the vet says.
I'm still going to have her checked.
The
timing was interesting. It was like, well, that's an answer of not just giving up on the energy, but going to the vet as well as incorporating anything
that
possible.
I think that will help her, you know, having being under vet care and then having energy healing to combine, it's going to, support the best possible outcome.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what he says or she says.
So energetically, how does she feel today?
She feels not as bad as the first time I worked on her. She feels... hold on one second. A little bit more uplifted. Like, it's almost like the symptoms, even though they probably sounded like they came back as bad, her body is still trying to heal and come to a place where she doesn't have as many episodes. Here's what usually happens. The episodes are less frequent, and the energy is, the charge is less strong. So when I treat people for different, when I treat people for different conditions, this is kind of the methodology or the way I see the progression happen. So for her cough, what we should see is less severe and the episodes lasting less time. And when I ask her, because I can hear her coughing, when I ask her what's going on, she's showing me like, yeah, I'm still working on it. I'm still getting through this. But she's also looking forward to the vet visit. It'll be interesting to see. Remember I said over the weekend she might have something else going on, so we'll see. We'll see. Is it going to be the same? Are you seeing somebody new or the same one?
Oh, no, I'm going to the same place. Oh, dear. Oh, you okay? She has I had to look a very long time before finding someone that she didn't try to take the arm off of. So she has this one.
Oh,
like,
right.
Yeah, so I go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, picking up on something that she may have something else going on besides what we've been looking at.
Yeah, I can't quite tell today, but when I was texting you the other day, my gosh, there's something else that's going on with her. I'm not sure what it is. So today, it's kind of confirmatory or confirmation, like it's important for her to see the vet, and then
we'll
see what he has for information. And maybe some medication, maybe a new medication that's going to help her also. If the symptoms can, the energy can help, you know, continue to support the severity of her condition, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is bottom line, at least a lot better than it was, even without, getting that far with the vet yet, but yeah, we've rescheduled once I realized, it's her appointment with you, Dave, technically, and go from there. But it's just amazing how we're going to play the audio in a little while of the second session once we've kind of put things into linear order here, and it's just amazing listening to how you work.
Yeah, thank you. And do you need me to be present for that 30-minute segment also, or...?
Oh, no, we're going to just let it air at the end after we close off this portion of
after
the show.
After we finish, then you're going to air that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was actually more like 45 minutes that we were on.
Yeah, it was.
Pitch,
I looked at the time. I'm like, I think it was like 39, 40, something like that by the time we finished up. And there was another synchronicity there, wasn't there? Someone who was scheduled to have a show, and I had already contacted you and asked
there's
about.
There's so many, yeah. 30
you know,
minutes
I said, I
before
can be ready
her show.
At 6 p.m. my time, 3 p.m. your time. And you're like, yeah, that's fine. And then it worked
yeah,
out.
It,
that
she, had,
person,
she never canceled 30 minutes before a show. So it was just all the spaces opened up. And, everything was aligned and as it does in these amazing cases. So, and then we actually ended up running our eclipse coverage from 2017 on the end. So it's a very fun show, fun day, fun high vibe. And, productive day all the way around, which it'll be today again because it's going to be aired. But let's talk about what all you do work with people, what kind of conditions, and how many people versus animals do you work on?
Oh, I would say I work on very few animals, very few. Only because if someone has a pet that's not feeling well, occasionally somebody will ask me to work on their pet. So it probably happens once every 6 months or so where somebody needs help with a pet. So it's exclusively people right now, unless one of their pets is having trouble. And so was your question what types of conditions do I help here?
Yeah. What kinds of things are helping with it, and what kind of results have you seen?
Yeah. I tell everybody when they see me the first conversation is always, I don't know if my work is going to help you or not help you, right? Because all healing is self-healing. But I have a few people a year who have a couple of sessions and they say nothing happened. The large majority of people have a good outcome here. And I would have to say over 20 years of helping people, I've helped with arthritis. I've helped with, well, I'm just going to look at knees first, okay? So arthritis, ligament, meniscus tears, as long as they're not like a level 4 tear or a keyhole tear, right? Energy healing isn't gonna cinch together a puncture hole that looks like a keyhole, you know, in your tendon. That's what happened with Bob way later, like 10 years later. He had ligament tears and then, you know, minor ones, and they were healed. But he did have one that was kind of a puncture hole, and he had to have surgery for that. So, but meniscus, ligaments, spinal alignment. So if people have scoliosis or people have back pain, I help with that. People have migraine. People have sciatica, neuropathy, digestive issues. I don't know what else. Brain, all conditions of the brain, dementia, Alzheimer's, suicidal thoughts, guilt, depression, grief. Pretty much people come to me, they tell me what their conditions are, and there isn't like one area that I can't handle because I'm not prepared. I don't have a textbook guide to do this work. I just ask, how can I help? And the body shows me how to help the condition. The only thing I haven't taken for many years is people that have stage 4 cancer. By the time they get to stage 4, I mean, I can help them with symptoms. I can help them with care, being comfortable, you know, vital organs strong, appetite strong, strength as strong as they can be during their treatments with radiation and chemo. But I don't straight up take care of, like, stage 4 cancer patients. I have had a few patients who were established with me over and had been with me for years that developed cancer that had a successful outcome, having medical care and energy healing. But if somebody comes to me with stage 4, I have a serious conversation with them about just exactly what the expectations are in terms of what I can provide for them.
What about the soul's path and free will side of it? Like, have you ever tuned into them and said, how can I help? And had the answer, no, you can't. There's just their time. Have you ever had that?
No, I haven't. And the thing is, I've had people who have been with me long, long time, and they've said to me, am I dying? And I say to them, I don't know, because thank goodness that's not my gift. Thank goodness that's not my gift, because what you don't want to hear from someone that you've been working with a long time, that you trust, you don't want to hear, yes, I think it's time for your transition, right? You don't want to get that in anybody's head, and thank goodness I can't see it or hear it or know of it. My focus as your healer is to see you healthy and whole always. And so up till your last minute, I am going to be seeing you healthy and whole. And I have had some cancer people, one young boy who died the grace of a happy death. His doctors kept saying, you know, you're on the wrong ward. You look so healthy. How can, and they go look at the chart again, and, you know, the kid had very few side effects, and they didn't have a cure for him. And he did eventually pass after I worked with him for 4 years, and he, you know, the doctor said he wasn't even going to last a year. So my job as your healer is to see you healthy and whole. I would not ever know if it was your time to pass. And it's not my gift. I hope that explains.
And, yeah. And that's beautiful because, you know, who knows how little time he would have had if he hadn't been working with you. That's beautiful. Okay, so here's what we need to do is let's take some time to kind of get you to list out what you are offering to people in more detail and anything special you've got going on right now and how people will connect with you best about any of that.
Sure. So people aren't familiar with me yet. So I'm a medical intuitive. I'm an energy healer. I help people with chronic pain and chronic illness through a series of energy healing sessions. My offerings are whatever chronic condition you have or chronic illness you have, go to my website at janefecto.com. If you have a question, complete the contact Jane form. I'll set up a time to chat with you. If you'd like to set up some healing sessions, complete a request for a healing session form, and I will still contact you and have a chat with you. I typically do not schedule appointments without talking to people first so that I can have a nice outline, ask some questions, and then by the time the first session happens, I have a really good understanding of the condition, the diagnosis, the symptoms, you know, a lot of information. The other thing that people might want to look at is my testimonials page, which shows the depth and breadth of the work that I've done for some people. And they're really happy healing stories. People write paragraphs of how the work has helped them. And so that will give you a really good explanation of my work. So I don't have, like, any special offerings. I just do energy healing sessions.
Beautiful. And thank goodness you do.
Thank you.
It's been just beautiful connecting with you, Jane, and finding you and you finding us and whoever found who. Upstairs team here found you, I guess. And I'm so looking forward to future shows together with you and keeping everyone up to date on how Poppy's doing and her healing journey as well. We're going to go and just make a couple of little adjustments into the switchboard and shift it up in a moment into part two, which was actually technically part one if you're in linear, and play you the second healing session, which we actually recorded on the air. And Jane's going to be back.
I can hang up once you get that started. Nicole, I'll hang up once you get started.
We'll just close for today. When is the day you're on next, Jane? I've just gone completely blank in my brain.
Well, I had to look at my profile to see that on the third Monday of every month. So it looks like that would be May 20th is the next one.
There you go, third Monday. That's when she's here. You don't want to miss it. For your next show, what do you perceive doing on future shows, by the way?
I haven't chosen a topic yet, but I'll probably just choose a topic for every show and just speak a little bit in one area. Not sure each topic will take me 55 minutes, but people call in, that would also help me answer some questions for people. But I'll have some topic next time.
So the $60 billion question that everyone's sitting on right now, though, of course, is are you going to be doing any healing work on the air with people?
I'm not sure that I would be doing that. I just feel like I'd be better served helping people understand energy healing and the work that I do, and I think they would be better served, because what's going to happen is my show is going to turn into a healing session, which I do many of a day and a week and a year. I'd like it to be something that's different than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, topics and guests, the endless possibilities. You can even have profile panel shows on here. We can open several lines at once. So just let us know where you want to go.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. Yeah, that would be
fantastic.
Wouldn't
it be amazing, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. So we'll see where we go. The adventure begins today, and we're going to play part one, which was part two, technically, or the other way around, starting right now. Thanks, Jane, for being here. We'll see you in May, third Monday.
Okay. Thank you, Nicole. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we are here live with one of our newest hosts on News for the Soul Radio. Jane Facto is an amazing healer who I've had some direct experience working with, and that's why we're here today to do a follow-up session on my puppy, Poppy. She's been very, very ill with a collapsed trachea, a heart murmur, lungs filling up, unable to stop coughing. And on this weird synchronistic path, when I was first talking to Jane about joining us, I started telling her about my dog's symptoms, and I had no idea why I was even saying that, and I didn't even know that she had worked with dogs and, in fact, had specifically helped other dogs recover from those exact same symptoms recently. So it was very synchronistic. She did the first session, which was amazing. I couldn't believe it. The coughing stopped for days. Well, they've returned now, and we're here to do a follow-up.
Oh, thank you, Nicole. I'm very happy to be here and doing this interview, but most importantly, to help Poppy.
Yes. Oh, well, you know, it was such an amazing, I mean, years of covering energy work and doing energy work and doing energy work on the air and stuff, you know, you don't normally see such dramatic effects. So I was shocked at the first place. But maybe explain a little bit about the process and how it's not usually a one-hit wonder kind of a thing.
Yeah, so let me just kind of give a broad view. I'm a medical intuitive energy healer. I help people with chronic pain and chronic illness. So by the time people come to me for a session, they already have a long-standing condition, and it's a weak area. It's out of balance, right? So with using Poppy as an example, you know, your observation and your vet's observation and diagnosis was that she had a collapsed trachea. So my job is to look at the collapsed trachea and gather from you any other areas that she's having trouble with and figure out how to make her set of symptoms improve. So just like someone who has an arthritic knee, they've had it for a long time, they want to put off having surgery, they have one session. I typically align the body first to take the pressure off the knee, bring the inflammation down, their alignment is better, the pain is better, and they go on for several days feeling quite comfortable. But again, it's a weak area. It's been out of balance for a long time. And so the body just slides ever so slightly, most times backwards, because it doesn't have the strength to hold that new alignment for long periods of time. So that's why we have session after session after session after session. And people get to a point where, you know, then maybe they're having one session a week for 3 weeks or 5 weeks, and then they can space it out to 2 weeks, a month, once every 3 months, once every 6 months. One lady I heard from a year later, and because her body learned to hold the balance of the new the new health. Okay, so with Poppy,
wow,
she had her first session, right? She did a great job. And the next day she was very uncomfortable. The symptoms were pretty severe. And then
it got worse before it got better.
Yeah. Yeah. I very rarely see that happen, but so typically what can happen, 24 to 48 hours it takes for the session to integrate. So look what she did, right? 24 hours, she wasn't quite integrated. But at 48 hours, I think you texted me and said it's very quiet in your house, right? So she was relaxed and breathing comfortably and resting.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and days. It was quiet for days.
Yeah. So that must have been so good for her, right? That constant coughing and hacking and hacking and coughing, and it was exhausting her. And she got to rest.
Yeah.
She got to move around. She got to be her normal self for a number of days. But just like chiropractic care or acupuncture, right, you have to go back for some sessions to help the weak area, the area out of balance, or the set of symptoms, you know, come back into balance and then help her hold it for longer periods of time. And then you just call me when you need me, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you explained so well the process of how the energy needs to settle into the new or the old, you know, the new stage. It's incredibly well put.
Exactly. And so it's so interesting. I was telling you about my puppy that I adopted, and then you mentioned that you weren't so sure how much longer Poppy was going to be with you. And
yes,
I asked about the condition, and you said collapsed trachea. And I've actually, this is my third Chihuahua. She's a Chihuahua, right?
Yeah. Sorry, she's getting a bit loud in the background.
So this is the third one. This is the third one I've helped with a collapsed trachea. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so tell me what you'd like me to do for today. Would you like me to take a look at her while we're recording and on the air? Or what
yeah,
would you
I
like
thought
me to
if
do?
We could do a demo session live so people can see involved.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah,
just kind of walk them through it. Because it was so interesting to be on with you and see exactly what the process is. Sorry, I'm going to just mute myself just for a second.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just going to go to the other room. It's a little bit loud.
Yeah, and I could hear the distress that she's in. It's similar to the first time we talked, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. But literally
yeah,
it sounds
yeah,
like a flock of geese coming right at you or something. It's incredibly loud. And she just
yeah,
can't stop. She, you know, unless I get her sort of distracted or I sit with her and do the hands-on thing for a bit, but it's
yeah,
so short-term.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes when I work on animals, which I work on animals only if you already established client with me, you know, then if you have pets you'd like me to treat, then I do that. But this just happened so magically, right? So
yeah,
let's see. And sometimes things change during a session. So we'll see. I think we tried it during the session also, and her symptoms weren't changing. But maybe today, we'll see. So I remember, although I have my notes right here. So here's what I wrote down for my notes, because my job is to look at all the contributing factors that are causing the set of symptoms for her, right? So I remember I aligned her spine. You mentioned that she had a sway back, which I was very happy for you to tell me that I didn't have to look for it myself. I would have aligned her whole spine anyway. And then I found the right hip out of alignment. Plus, she has the left hip out of alignment. Then her vital
yep,
organs were too compressed inside of her chest, and her diaphragm was too tight, made room around the airway, and then helped her heart and lungs. And then once all of that was done, I went back to the trachea, right? Because the trachea is
that's
the
right,
symptom-producing area, but all the other areas together opened up her body. She could breathe better, and then the last piece was the trachea. So, and then we mentioned something about fluid in her lungs.
Yes, and a heart murmur as well.
And a heart murmur. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to wait a minute. She's not ready for me yet. She's not ready for me yet. So it's going to be maybe 20 seconds, okay?
I actually just gave her some treats, so she's probably focused.
Oh,
like,
she's enjoying
I'm busy eating
treats,
right now.
Yeah. And I have a little bit of a cold, so hopefully I won't be coughing or having to blow my nose here. I found a really nice homeopathic remedy that's helping me. Okay.
Nice.
So now, interestingly enough, and we talked about this at the session with Poppy. So I just read everything to you, right, that we worked on before.
Yes.
And now I'm looking at my notes. Everything else looks like it's written in another language, but I can read heart murmur, so we're going to start there. Okay?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Do you remember? Do you remember me saying
yeah.
everything else looks like it's written in Latin and I can't read it, and so I have to start here, you know,
yeah.
section by section.
Yeah.
yeah. All right.
How they guide you.
So I'm just
yeah, going to
look
that.
At her. Yeah. So all I'm doing is looking at the word heart murmur. I have my fingers on the piece of paper. And as I gently move my fingers, like ever so slightly, you would never feel it if I was touching your skin, ever so slightly. I'm just getting energy into the heart and massaging the heart, okay, which will bring oxygenated blood flow and help strengthen the heart, okay? So just a moment. Oh, she's going to start coughing. Yeah, okay, but it doesn't matter. She's in another room. Hold on. So be here a couple minutes, and then we'll see what we're working on next, and we'll go through everything. And then you'll just let me know, you know, in a few days' time how she's doing. Hopefully she's just going to hold it
yeah.
longer every time.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought it would
so
be really nice. I'll let everyone know. I'll post some pictures and updates as we go.
That would be fantastic. That would
yeah.
be so great. Thank
Not
you,
a puppy club.
Thank you. But yeah, yeah. Oh, everybody loves puppies and dogs. All right, so just ever so slightly, energetic massage for her heart. I'm asking about the heart murmur. Energy's going in to help. Cannot say heal. Help. So all healing is self-healing, right? So her body is using the energy to help heal the heart. That's what's happening. So I can say it that way. Yeah, so just a second here. Okay, she's getting a little sleepy, which is good. This is relaxing her. There we go. So what happens is I spend some time on an area just like that one, the heart murmur, right? That's the only thing that I can make out in my notes because it's the first thing to be done. And I just look at the word and I ask, how can I help? And then I have the hand placement, right? And I can feel myself getting energy to her heart, and I can feel it inside my heart, right? I can feel what's happening. And then when that piece is finished, I feel like, oh, that's not interesting to me anymore, and then I look for the next piece to start on. So she tells me in kind of a treatment plan how I can help her, right?
Cool.
Yeah. So the next one is the airway. And I remember, of course, she has a teeny weeny little airway. She's a tiny
yeah.
dog. What does she weigh, like 9 pounds?
Oh, 7 maybe, soaking
seven.
Wet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she has like a little straw, a little tiny straw of an airway. So
yeah.
I can't increase her airway, but I'm going to ask her, what can I do to help your airway, okay? And so I'll see in just a moment. Okay, so there's some inflammation in her airway. So all I'm going to do is get the energy into her airway, bring down the inflammation, just like somebody with asthma, right? The tube will open up. Her airway tube will open up. So let me just make a note here. I don't know if I saw that last time or not.
I don't recall that coming up last time.
No, I don't either. But again, it's her second session, so she needs, you know, maybe additional information today.
Right.
Okay, one moment. Okay, she's doing great. And all I'm doing, I have my fingertips on this paper. Sometimes I do it this way, sometimes I don't. But for her, I have my fingertips on the paper, airway, inflammation, and I'm just holding these words, and energy. I can feel energy going into her airway, bringing down the inflammation, so that tube is going to open up. That airway is going to open up. There we go. And you might hear me sigh or
like
yawn.
Dousing in a way, map dousing or something, by the way you're describing it.
Say that again?
It's almost similar to map dousing. Getting the connection through the paper. Interesting.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that technique. So I don't do it for most clients. I have a different approach. But for her, this is the way she wants me to do it. For her, so I'm happy to. Happy to. Okay, there we go. Now my hands are going away, and I'm just going to wait a moment for that airway to finish up, you know, with the work that I just did. And I just took a deep breath, so I can already tell that that's starting to open up. All right. Looks like we're going in reverse order here, because the next one is lungs, which is reverse from the top, which kind of was the way I described it earlier. So I'm just going to wait for the airway to finish up. She'll let me know when I can look at her lungs. And did you have a vet appointment with her since her session? I think you were going to ask about fluid pills.
No.
Or no, she was feeling so good.
I didn't yet, just because I know that they're just going to give her the 8 millionth prescription for antibiotics, and I'm worried about her having that too much to the point where it doesn't work. So
right.
I put it off to see how, because when she got better after your session, I thought, ooh, let's just give it some time.
Exactly. Good, 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 good. All right, so I'm going to put my hands on this paper. I'm looking at lungs, and now I can feel pressure on both lungs. So that's just strong energy going to – it's a different organ. It's different tissue. So strong energy going to her lungs, because when she's coughing like that, she can barely breathe, right?
Yeah, barely any air gets in, and it goes for hours. Like, oh, God.
Oh, must be exhausted.
Exhausted. And when she finally conks out, I literally tiptoe around, and it's funny because she sleeps in bed with me. We've got like this giant California king size bed. I've been on the couch since this started. She's got this giant bed. I try to just let her conk out, you know, when she can finally get sleep, because she really needs it to heal.
Yeah. And what was her demeanor when she was feeling well? What did you notice?
Well, she wasn't like super perky her old self, but it was just not coughing, you know? Yeah, that was primarily it. You could tell that she still wasn't herself.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Going to be on the lungs a couple more minutes here. So I can chat with you while I'm feeling what's happening and seeing what's happening, right?
Okay.
I'm just kind of watching what she's doing.
I'm just peeking in intermittently as well. She's been.
Oh, good, 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 good.
She looks. She literally has an expression of pensiveness right now.
Okay. All right, that's the lungs. All right, so we got heart murmur, airway, lungs, and now I'm going to skip the diaphragm for a moment. I'm going to come back to that. She wants vital organs. So this is just to get. So imagine she doesn't have enough oxygenated blood flow going throughout all of her body, her vital organs, her muscles, ligaments, and tendons, her brain, right? So what I'm going to do is give her vital organs a boost, and after the vital organs get a boost, then I'm going to do her cardiovascular system, heart and lungs, bring the heart and lungs together, bring more oxygenated blood flow. Let me just write that down. Okay, one moment. I'm just going to stand up for a moment and take a few steps away and get a tissue.
Okay. And if you're just tuning in, this is a live healing session. Jane Facto is doing a healing session on my puppy, who has had a very challenging time with a lot of ailments and been a little too close to not being here. So we're doing some work to have the first session, and it was dramatic effects. So this is session number 2 following up, and we're going to let everyone know how Poppy's doing as we're going.
Great, 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 great. All right, so again, all vital organs and soon I'll open up her chest for her when I start doing the spine and the hips, just to give her more room for her diaphragm and vital organs and more room for her airway. So lots of energy going to all her vital organs. Because imagine just not getting enough air, just being under distress all this time.
She's trying to breathe from her lower diaphragm to compensate or something. Like it's really weird.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And something just came to mind here. People ask me all the time, like, what's the root cause of my digestive issues? And I say there could be 5 or 6 or 7 contributing factors that are causing this set of symptoms, right? So same thing with Poppy. She has a collapsed trachea, she has all this coughing, maybe your lungs are filling up. My job is to treat all of her as a whole to help subside the symptoms. So, so that's kind of the premise of my work.
Which makes sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yep. Okay, we're almost finished with vital organs. It's just not looking interesting to me anymore. And now the cardiovascular system is looking more interesting, which means vital organs are almost finished. There we go. Okay, so now here's the cardiovascular system, heart and lungs. Okay, so I'm just going to put my fingertips here, and I'm going to feel the energy going to our heart and lungs. And that is going to be more oxygenated blood flow, all her vital organs, muscles, ligaments, and tendons, and her brain. So here we go. Maybe she'll have a pep in her step after this. Mm-hmm.
Beside her, so she's not coughing right now. And you know how dogs' ears perk funny when they know that you're talking about them? She's been doing that the whole time.
Interesting.
She's very aware.
She's such a doll. She's such a cute dog.
She's so sweet.
She really is. And sometimes they can feel the energy, you know. I've had people call in for their animals, and they'll say, "Jane's on the phone," and they come running. You can hear the 20-pound cat. Thump, 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 thump. Oh, my God.
She does that all the time when Rose is on as well. She's our pet communicator. I think you guys are on the same day, just at staggered intervals, which is interesting. So, yeah, same thing. She's like, she has to be by the computer when Rose is on. So that'll be for you, too. They do.
Yeah, that was divine connection right there.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm still waiting for the cardiovascular system to finish up. I'm just going to take a little sip of water.
Okay.
All right. So now, nothing for me to do but watch her cardiovascular system respond. And then we're going to look at her. Geez, I thought I would look down her spine first, but nope. It's going to be the left hip and the right hip first. So you can imagine, right? If your hip is out of balance, it throws your chest wall off. It can. So so we're going to look at that. Cardiovascular system. That was a sigh. She's feeling a lot better.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right. So now I can feel boom, 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 more oxygenated blood flow everywhere. It's going to help her. Now, I'm going to look at her left hip first. Remind me. Oh, you don't know her history, but she had some injuries, right?
I'm pretty sure. She was quite traumatized. She was a rescue. She'd been through some stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So all I'm doing is looking at her left hip. So here's the note, left hip out of alignment. And now when I look at it on my page, I can see the muscles, ligament, and tendon attachments. And I can see that the left hip is out of balance a little bit. If I was going to say where it was, top right, heading into the, not the groin, but just a little bit up from there. And all I'm doing, I don't do chiropractic adjustments. I relax muscles, ligaments, and tendons and let the bones remember their alignment. Okay? So so we're just going to let this hip find its alignment while I relax muscles, ligaments, and tendons, and then we'll do the same for the right hip.
All right. Very relaxed.
Great. Good. Okay, so that's done. We're just going to wait one moment. Just finishing up with that hip. Okay. So now, I'm looking at her right hip. Her right hip had a bigger injury, if I was going to call it an injury. These little dogs can injure themselves so easily, right? Just jumping off the couch sometimes. So let me just look at this right hip. Okay, so the hip is just slightly pulled out. And so again, so there are muscles that have weakened because of this hip placement, and there are muscles that are spasming. So my job is to relax the spasming muscles, strengthen the weak muscles, the hip goes back into place. Now, it doesn't mean it goes perfectly back into place, but it does what it can for today, and then her everyday movements is going to strengthen the weak muscles and help keep the spasming muscles relaxed. Okay, so that's why people need a few sessions over time, because the body has its own wisdom about, you know, making adjustments. Okay. So now, she has a sway back you mentioned to me. Can you tell me where that starts? Does it start at her shoulders and go down to...
I would say, kind of at the shoulders, it comes up, and then about halfway through the body, it goes way down and then back up.
Okay. All right, one second. And did you notice after I worked on that sway back that her alignment was a little better, or did it stay the same? That sway back.
Blah, right? So she was still kind of, she was kind of like catching up on rest. So she wasn't walking around a lot. So I didn't really notice. Yeah.
All right, let's see. So again, all I'm going to do is relax. So this area is weak now, right? Because those muscles should hold her spine up in place.
Yeah.
But they're weak, and so they collapsed, right, and made that sway back. So now I'm just going to get energy from probably the back of her neck all the way down to her tail, the beginning of her tail. And in that section where the sway back is, I'm going to ask the energy. I know what the energy is going to do. It's going to start strengthening those muscles because her body knows that that's a weak area. Okay, so here we go. There's the sway back, and immediately those muscles start to strengthen. And so ever so slightly, the muscles are going to strengthen ever so slightly over time. That sway back should improve. We'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah, it just looks so uncomfortable. Holy moly.
Yeah. All right, interestingly, as I'm watching that sway back change, imagine the front of her is changing too, right? So if you think about it, she's got the sway back, and then the vital organs and the diaphragm kind of collapse in her chest because the back isn't holding her spine up to hold the vital organs in place, right? So now I can see the vital organs kind of coming to a better placement, and the diaphragm is going to be placed differently too so that she doesn't have as much pressure on that diaphragm because that can make you cough. All right, she's doing great. So we're getting two things done at once. The sway back is tightening, so it's straightening out a little bit, which allows the chest wall, I remember you said it was kind of open, which allows that to kind of pull in a little bit and let the vital organs come up and open the chest at the bottom, not at the top.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She's doing great.
And she's super calm.
Oh,
no
I
coughing.
Feel like she's going to start coughing. One second. She might start coughing while I'm here, so don't be afraid. She's just it's irritating her a little bit while this is happening, but it's all going to be so much better.
Yeah. That she even stopped coughing during this call is amazing. Good Lord. She's been going
yeah,
days.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she has been coughing for three days in a row.
3 days.
Pretty.
And that's like 3 days yeah. all night long, all day long.
Oh, gosh. I should have checked in with
oh
you.
Oh, my God.
I apologize. I wasn't quite sure how we should proceed after that first one, but here we are. It's all working out perfectly.
It's all perfect. Yep.
Yeah.
So it was interesting, too, the in-between part where she was not coughing, like she was still
yeah.
kind of blah, like off. Something was off. And I would wake up at like at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 5 in the morning, and she was just staring at me. She wasn't sleeping. So I'm not sure what that was about.
I'll look at that in a few minutes. I did make a note about it. I'll look at that in a few minutes. It might be something we can handle today. It might be something for next time. It might not fit
yeah.
in here, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm glad you mentioned. I'm actually going to highlight that. Oh,
yeah, it was quite unusual. So I was like, what
mm-hmm.
are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
You know when they look like
hey,
they're really trying to tell you something, but they can't talk? It was like that.
Yes. Yeah. And she's eating okay, or her appetite is pretty good?
Oh, yeah. She is. Yeah, as soon
good.
As she can stop the cough long enough to swallow stuff, she...
Okay. Finish with sway back and chest wall and diaphragm and vital organs in the right place. I'm going to look at the trachea next, and then I'm going to look at fluid in the lungs. Okay, so that'll be the last
okay.
piece. So,
okay.
Here's the collapsed trachea, the you know, the part that everybody points to as the main problem, which it is. It's causing a lot of symptoms. But these other areas will also help support her to feel better, and she already is not coughing. So, all right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to press on her trachea here. When I say press on her trachea, it's energetic. I mean, you wouldn't even feel it. It's even like a feather, lighter than a feather. So let
okay.
me just see. And all I'm doing is looking at the structure of her trachea. The position, I remember the position of her trachea was not correct. Okay, yep. So looking at the structure of her trachea and the position of her trachea. See how I stop right here, the position? I'll get that in a minute. I'm not quite sure if it's twisted too high or too low. It could have been pulled down because of her sway back or pushed up because of her sway back. We'll
oh,
see.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very much so.
Okay, one moment.
That makes sense.
Yep. Yep. And there's a deep breath. And that when I sigh or have a deep breath, that's her feeling relieved that all of this is getting some attention, right? Still on collapsed trachea. We'll look at the position of it in a few minutes.
Okay.
She might cough a little bit.
I'm right beside her, so she's been doing really well.
Good. Very nice.
It's amazing.
Yeah, just a few minutes ago, she was really coughing, so
yeah.
uncomfortable.
Yeah, and that, like,
so what,
last 3 days and nights, solid. Like, not just for a minute. Yeah, this
yeah.
is the first quiet
yeah.
time we've had for some time.
And so this is why you have session after session after session, because she's learning how to do it. She did it for several days. And then she
yeah.
kind of reverted, had the symptoms again, but see how quickly her body's coming back to balance to solve the problem again, and hopefully it'll last longer and longer. Sometimes there are hiccups along the way where it lasted 5 days and now it lasts three, but you just call me and we'll
mm-hmm.
take a look. No problem. Oh,
that's why I'm really excited about following the process. You know, we don't get a lot of opportunities to do that. We do, like, you know, callers calling in and they have a session, and we don't really know how it goes after that, right? But to be able to track it like this is huge.
Yes, exactly. Now we know what was happening when you talked to me about your dog, right?
Yeah.
This is a new
yeah.
format for you. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Okay, almost finished with the trachea.
She's looking perkier, too.
Good.
Looking good.
Good girl.
Less pimp.
And 7 pounds, is that the right weight for her, or should she weigh a little bit more?
Oh, no, no, that's pudgy for her. She's tiny.
Okay. All right.
Well, tiny-ish. She's sort of like a little sausage.
There we go. So just put my hands on her throat for a moment, my throat, which is her throat. So I typically do my sessions this way, but let me just press around here on her trachea. Okay, position is not correct. Let me just see. Here's the bottom of the trachea on the right. Here's the bottom of the trachea on the left. 1 second. The right, what is going on here? I'm just trying to see if it's down, up, pulled to the right, squashed to the left. Let's see. There we are. Okay. The right side of the trachea had some compression from a muscle on the right side of the neck. Okay, so I have to look at her neck a little more thoroughly here in just a moment to make sure she has space for her trachea. Okay, so just a second. All right, so I'm just waiting for that trachea to find its new position as the muscles near it, the long muscles near it, start to relax and create some space for the right side of the trachea. The left side looks good. Hang on.
It's so good.
There we go. See how I'm breathing deeply right now? That's because she can breathe better. The trachea looks better. So just a moment.
She's smiling now.
I'm going to look at her lungs in a minute. She's what?
She's smiling.
She's doing good, huh?
Yeah.
Good. Good. All right. We talked about fluid building up in her lungs. That's what the vet said could happen with this condition, but we don't have a diagnosis that says that's happening, right?
Right. He just kind of bunched it all together with collapsed trachea, bronchitis, infection, and heart murmur causing lungs to fill up. That was just basically from the blood test.
Okay, so I'm not going to address bronchitis because we've already taken care of heart and lungs. So her bronchitis, her bronchioles will be less inflamed. So let me just strengthen her lungs so she can remove fluid, right, and her whole system to help just keep the fluid down so that she can be healthy and not have that build up in her lungs.
Yes.
Okay, good. We're coming down the home stretch here. Just looking at her lungs. There we go. So another deep breath, which means her lungs are responding. And hopefully she'll be a little peppier after this, I hope.
Yeah.
And I don't know about something was off. I can't really determine that today. It's not for today's session, but we'll see if she stops doing that. Maybe it's confusing her that she was feeling well.
Yeah, she was confused. It was funny, actually. Doing
one
good.
Second.
She hasn't coughed since
we
began.
All right, hang on. Still on the lungs. There we go. Now, I just felt her whole central nervous system relax. Imagine how hard that must be on her central nervous system, right?
Right.
So she just, her whole central nervous system relaxed. So we're just going to let that happen, and then we'll be finished.
Yeah, I'm hoping she'll get some good sleep today.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And that you can sleep in your own bed with her. You know? You decide what's best.
It was funny because I was telling my friend about it, and she's like, why aren't you in the bed and she on the couch or something? I didn't even think about it.
Because we put our pets first.
In a good
place.
That's
right. That's
right. We do. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a thought to me.
Nope. I understand.
All right, almost finished. She's starting to pull away from me energetically, so.
Yeah, she looks
there we go.
Boom. Complete.
She just separated.
There you go. That's so good.
All right. So since the beginning
oh,
of
wow.
the session and how she is now, she has an improvement, right? She's not coughing and hacking like she was.
Night and day. Yeah, night and day. I mean,
yeah.
she was, yeah, night and day. So now
I
know
it.
To expect that things could go, you know, one way or another. She might cough and go through some stuff. Now I won't be shocked by that. And I'll monitor her.
No.
People can follow yeah. along on Poppy's healing journey. And I am so grateful that you were available today. It's just so many things had to line up just for us to get on the air today and make this happen at this exact time. So I know it's all perfect. Why don't you take a few minutes to tell people about how they can work with you, Jane?
Sure, sure. Like I said in the beginning, I'm a medical intuitive energy healer. I help people with chronic pain and chronic illness where medicine is slow to resolve the problem, cannot resolve the problem, or people would like an alternative way to help their body come back into balance. So I treat all kinds of conditions. And if people want to read about the work that I do, they can go on my website. If you type in janefecto.com, you'll see testimonials on the homepage. And these aren't like a few sentence testimonials. They're happy healing stories. People write paragraphs. And that's really the best way to understand how I can help you, although the depth and breadth of my work is really not described there. I've been doing this more than 20 years. I've trained some practitioners in this work. But if you have a chronic pain or a chronic illness condition and you'd like to see some new possibilities, you can go to my website and fill out a healing request form or contact Jane if you just have some questions that you'd like me to arrange a time where we can chat and answer questions.
Beautiful. Highly recommended by News for the Soul, I can tell you that. I'm so grateful for you and finding you, and thank you for today. I'm enjoying this nice, quiet sound in the background.
Yeah, and thank you, Nicole. This has worked out with such a synchronicity. It's just
yeah.
amazing, and I think later we'll look back and say, imagine
wow.
how all of that came together for both of us.
Exactly.
So,
yep. So many things had to be aligned.
Yes, yes. So my first show is coming up in a few weeks, and I want to thank you for welcoming me to the platform and News for the Soul. I'm really excited, and we can chat later about the first
yes.
Show. Okay.
We sort of time traveled a bit today. Jane will be on for the intro show April 15th, I believe, right? 1 week
yeah.
from today. But with our live eclipse coverage from 2017, just for fun. Thanks, Jane, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes. All right. Have a great rest of your day, Nicole.
You too. And Jane's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. You can follow Poppy's healing journey there. We're going to post everything because, holy smokes, it's been so dramatic already. Speaking of dramatic, there's nothing like seeing a live total eclipse. Here's our coverage from 2017. I have to be honest, I mostly just said, wow, and oh, my God, that was about my total coverage because it really is such an emotionally staggering event, especially for your first time. So check it out. Here we go.
So I'm Nicole Marie Whitney at News for the Soul on location at the live August 21st Total Solar Eclipse 2017 in Oregon. Literally a life-changing event. In the meantime, we're posting audio so you can not only see this event and see pictures of it, but really feel the energy of the event. Here's the audio now. Pictures and video are next at newsforthesoul.com.
Oregon. Just finished watching the actual solar eclipse, and just like the movie Contact, there are no words. So everybody stand by.
I think it's less than 10 minutes. I think it's literally a minute. Yeah, it's coming.
Congratulations on the show.
Wow, so much.
Isn't this a trip? Look at it. line at seconds, like a minute or two.
This is what we're here for.
What is this?
Oh, man, it's really a dirty now.
Well, I'm filming. Brandon's got a shot. Oh, any second now. Oh, my God.
Look at the air.
Look at the air.
Dark.
Look how dark it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, this is tripping.
Look at the shit shadows.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's going right now. Last sliver.
So that was our coverage live on location in Oregon. I did try to bleep out most of the swear words, but that was my honest reaction to it because it was so much more dramatic than any kind of coverage or YouTube video or news coverage you have ever watched. To stand there in person and feel that the temperature drops so dramatically, where you're going from very, very, very hot, where your skin actually feels like it's being burnt by the sun, to freezing, and the different hues and changes in the colors in the air as the gradual transition occurs into darkness and then slowly back again. It was literally beyond words. That was a very small, random crowd. We found a very out-of-the-way place away from the huge crowds that were gathered and where most people were filming from. So that was a teeny tiny random little crowd in a teeny tiny random field we stumbled upon, luckily just moments before the full eclipse happened on August 21st, 2017. And you can hear the excited and enthusiastic and gobsmacked, as they say in Australia, reaction because it was just so dramatic. It's one thing to see the videos on TV or see the partial eclipses, but to be there for the full thing is literally a life-changing event. So I'm Nicole Marie Whitney, and that was News for the Soul on location at the live August 21st Total Solar Eclipse 2017 in Oregon.
Listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
So I'm Nicole Marie Whitney, News for the Soul on location at the live August 21st Total Solar Eclipse 2017 in Oregon. Literally a life-changing event. In the meantime, we're posting audio so you can not only see this event and see pictures of it, but really feel the energy of the event. Here's the audio now. Pictures and video are next at newsforthesoul.com.
Oregon just finished watching the actual solar eclipse, and just like the movie Contact, there are no words. So everybody stand by.
I think it's less than 10 minutes. I think it's literally minutes. 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 Minutes.
Wow, so much.
Isn't this a trip? Look at it.
Look at the color of the...
I know. Time to take another shot. Like every 3 seconds. Change it.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm staying
really,
this over here. It's color.
It's literally, like, I'm saying a minute or two now. Look at that. It's, like, any second now close. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, seconds. Like a minute or two.
Yeah, this is what we're here for. Oh man, it's really a third now.
Well, I'm filming Brandon's got a dog. Oh, any second now.
Oh my
look
god.
It's so dark.
Look at
here.
It's
look
getting
at
dark. Look how dark it is.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh, this is tripping.
Look at the shit.
Oh wow.
Oh,
oh, it's going right now. Last sliver.
Woo!
Oh my god. Oh, oh my god. Oh, it's falling over.
Glasses off now.
Oh my god.
Wow. That's
dark. Oh my god.
We're here.
That was more dramatic than I thought it was.
Oh my God. Look at
that. I'm glad I let this run. I let the video just run. I'm glad I could do that. Get everyone.
Yeah.
How would you even describe that? That's just, you have to literally stand here. Right? Like you have to...
There's some people around us.
Yeah.
This was almost perfect.
I know. Oh my God, I'm so glad we drove that. They wouldn't have been that dramatic at home.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have had that
like
moment.
This is how dark
yeah.
it gets.
Yeah, we wouldn't have had that moment. Wow. That was awesome.
So that was our coverage live on location in Oregon. I did try to bleep out most of the swear words, but that was my honest reaction to it because it was so much more dramatic than any kind of coverage or YouTube video or news coverage you have ever watched. To stand there in person and feel that the temperature drops so dramatically, where you're going from very, very, very hot, where your skin actually feels like it's being burnt by the sun, to freezing, and the different hues and changes in the colors in the air as the gradual transition occurs into darkness and then slowly back again. It was literally beyond words. That was a very small, random crowd. We found a very out-of-the-way place away from the huge crowds that were gathered and where most people were filming from. So that was a teeny tiny random little crowd in a teeny tiny random field we stumbled upon, luckily just moments before the full eclipse happened on August 21st, 2017. And you can hear the excited and enthusiastic and gobsmacked, as they say in Australia, reaction, because it was just so dramatic. It's one thing to see the videos on TV or see the partial eclipses, but to be there for the full thing is literally a life-changing event. So I'm Nicole Marie Whitney, and that was News for the Soul on location at the live August 21st Total Solar Eclipse 2017 in Oregon.